AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A number of news organizations have identified the masked man with a British accent in Islamic State beheading videos. The AP's Mark Smith reports the Obama administration is not.
The BBC and the Washington Post identify the man as Mohammed Emwazi, a Kuwaiti-born, London-raised university graduate in his mid-20s. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says he can't confirm or deny this, but he adds the FBI has zeroed in on a suspect, and President Obama wants him and other militants targeted.
In the mind of the president, he ranks highly on the list. The president's determined to bring them to justice.
Earnest says the investigation into who's behind the videotaped beheading of James Foley and other American and British hostages is making progress with significant resources devoted to the hunt. Mark Smith at the White House.
A man who prosecutors say was an early Al-Qaeda leader is now facing the possibility of life in prison after being convicted in New York in connection with the deadly bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. Republicans in the House are looking into the short-term plan to fund the Department of Homeland Security to keep it running past tomorrow. It would allow President Obama's immigration policies they oppose to remain in place for now. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says time is running out for Republicans.
This is not a partisan dispute. This is a party dispute among leaders in the Republican Party. Unfortunately, the people who stand to lose the most from it are the American people.
Opponents are threatening to sue after the Federal Communications Commission voted to impose tough new rules on broadband providers. Chairman Tom Wheeler says net neutrality is about equality for all internet users.
This is no more a plan to regulate the internet than the First Amendment is a plan to regulate free speech.
Net neutrality prevents providers from creating paid fast lanes and slowing or blocking traffic. This is AP Radio News. Stocks finish mixed with the Dow down about 10 points. Central Asians in New York say they support law enforcement efforts after anti-terror arrests in Brooklyn and in Florida.
A day after three Central Asian men were arrested on charges they sought to join so-called Islamic State guerrillas in Syria, leaders of the Uzbek, Kyrgyz, and Turkish communities came forward to say, don't judge us by them. Farhad Sultan, president of the Uzbek American Association in Brooklyn, was acquainted with one of the defendants but hadn't had any contact with him for the last 4 or 5 years.
He wasn't a crazy guy. He was just a normal guy who wants to build business and get ahead in life.
The suspects had been watched since last summer after one made inflammatory postings on an Uzbek language website that's since been taken down. Warren Levinson, New York.
Patrick Allen, the man convicted in New Jersey of beating his wife with a frying pan and strangling her, was sentenced today to 30 years in prison. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.